We have a pianist with us. You'll get a chance to meet him in just a moment and learn more about him. He is 12, and his name is J. Oliver Chu. J. Oliver Chu at the Saturday Light Brigade. And can you tell me what piece you just played?
I just played the Schubert Impromptu in B-flat major.
And you played it very well. How long have you played piano, and who are you studying with currently?
I've played the piano for 6 years, and I'm studying with Marina Lupinacci.
So you can say you've been playing for half of your life. And
yeah, I guess so.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Winchester Thurston Middle School.
What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade right now.
Eighth, seventh, sixth, five. I'll bet we worked with you we do a project with Winchester Thurston with fifth graders about people born in other countries that have come to the U.S., and you would have interviewed them with our microphones and recorders. Do you remember that? Did you go in fifth grade there?
In fifth grade, I went to Fairview Elementary School, but I have seen the little music boxes in the hallway, and I've listened to some of the conversations.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I shouldn't have assumed you were there the whole time, because I know some students come in. So when did you enter Winchester Thurston?
I went to WT for middle school.
Okay, so you just started there fairly recently. Mm-hmm. How's the transition been for you?
Oh, WT is great because it's a smaller environment, so I get to know the people better. So it's been fun getting to know friends and things.
What else do you like to do?
I have a lot of things that I like to do. Right now, my passion is debate. I did an online travel team last year, and currently I'm part of the Fox Chapel High School debate squad. I also play the violin. I used to play the oboe in fifth grade because the band teacher wanted me to play in his band. I also compose, and I've won the PMEA composition contest for the past 2 years, I think. So, yeah, I have a lot of stuff I like to do.
Look at the Chewmeister. we were talking about nicknames earlier. They did that to me all the time, too. I was actually would occasionally get called Burgermeister, since that's my last name. That we were talking about nicknames earlier. Tell me about your composition skills. Are you writing in a classical style, or I'm curious what you're creating?
Well, I began in fifth grade with Mr. Emmert, the band teacher, and yes, I'm writing in mostly a classical style, but I'm writing in today, so I guess it wouldn't be really classical. So
right.
I guess I try to write classically because I have violin and piano.
Sort of in that style, but you're right. You can't call it classical per se. I guess new music or symphonic music might be the way to think of it. I'm curious, too, you mentioned a travel online debate. Is that mm-hmm. what I heard you say? How does that work?
Well, it's called Capital Debate. We meet online, and it's kind of like FaceTime, but it's a website, so we can communicate about our cases and debates, and also we email each other. So pretty much with the power of the internet, it's like we're in a classroom together, and then we meet together at tournaments to compete.
Okay, so you meet face-to-face, but you prepare online.
Yes.
That's really cool. And when you do debate, is it typically a team, or are you going one-on-one?
Well, it's called public forum. That's what I did last year. I have a partner, and we debate against two other people.
That sounds really great. You're really well-rounded. It sounds like you like to do an awful lot of stuff. Have you thought at all about what you might like to do once you graduate?
Oh, I would like to do a lot of different things. I want to be an engineer, a lawyer, a programmer, a doctor. Yeah, then I'm sure there's tons of things I don't even know I want to be.
you know, you could be all of those things. I'm quite serious. You know, depending on what you want to do, you could have lots of careers and lots to do. Tell me about your family. Who else is in your family?
I have mom, dad, and sister Sophie. My mom actually plays the piano. She went to Tanglewood, which is the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, but it's also a youth program in the Berkshires.
So did you get a chance to go there at all?
I'm not quite old enough to go yet. I may audition this year, but they won't let me live there because I'm not in high school yet. So next year, I may go.
Yeah, people probably forget that you're 12 sometimes. I'm thinking you're older than you are. What does your dad do?
My dad is an eye surgeon and an ophthalmologist.
And does he have any musical interests?
Well, he says that he was in Glee Club, but I'm not really sure. He doesn't play the piano, but we have a book of Disney sing-along songs, and he tries to play them occasionally.
Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
Well, I would like to thank my parents, my teacher, and Miss Antoinette Tuma from the Pittsburgh Concert Society.
Ms. Tuma is an incredible supporter of young artists, and I'm glad you mentioned her. And PittsburghConcertSociety.org is how you can learn more about opportunities with the Pittsburgh Concert Society, as well as recitals and programs by its honorees. I also want to make sure that you know Jay Oliver, and we'll talk with you more off the air about this too, is we have a relatively new program here at SLB called Youth Express. And Youth Express is a 24/7 internet radio station designed for original writing and original music and discussion. And you mentioned discussion through debate and original music that you're composing. And I suspect you probably have some original writing, too. Do you like to write?
I do like to write, but I don't write much outside of school because I'm occupied with my other interests.
Do you think anything you're writing in school, if you have to write something for English or social studies, it might still, if it's original and you wrote it, it still might be, I'm sure it's something that would be good to share. So we'll tell you more about that. We've just been rolling it out. And as you're listening along, we'll be announcing more in the weeks ahead about how you can get involved. This is our only chance to talk. I want to be sure I didn't forget to ask you something you might have wanted to say. I'm glad you mentioned the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Anything else? I guess one question I have is for somebody who is just starting piano now and is maybe getting a little frustrated, any advice for somebody who's starting?
Well, I think I'm also frustrated when I play the piano sometimes because practicing is hard and no one really wants to practice, but you have to keep practicing and you get better and better and eventually it sounds good and it pays off. And sometimes I feel like, oh, I don't feel like playing the piano today, but eventually you have to and it sounds good.
Yeah, and that feeling never goes away, does it? You probably still get frustrated at times, I'm guessing.
Yeah, sometimes when a piece is hard or I have to practice it a lot, it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, I have a feeling that never goes away if you're good. Or maybe a better way to describe it is feeling challenged. It might be a little better way to put it than frustrated. Is there anything else you wanted to say before you play your next piece?
Nope.
Thank you for being here. And what are you going to play next?
I'm going to play Mozart's Sonata in B-flat major.
Excellent. Once again, this is from the Pittsburgh Concert Society and a student at Winchester Thurston. What neighborhood do you live in, by the way?
I live in Fox Chapel.
That explains the debate team connection. Here again is Jay Oliver Chu.